let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. For 25 years, Doreen Rose has written, illustrated, taught management and nutritional information as part of her networking business. About 15 years ago, she began her various books of biblical topics. Come With Us, the first published, the biblical history of places she visited on three tours, and we've talked about it on This Week in America. Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun was a nine-month series presented by Reverend Phil West, and with his permission, became her book that we'll discuss on today's This Week in America. Doreen is proud of being a purebred Australian, her grandparents being German, English, Scottish, and Irish. She now lives happily in a retirement village in Highlands near Toowoomba, on top of the Great Dividing Range, Queensland, Australia. In the early 80s, Reverend Phil West attended the Queensland Baptist Theological College, graduated with honors with for theology. He's a keen biblical student. He's pastored and taught from 1981 in various Queensland country churches, who grew and flourished from faithful biblical teaching. He established and managed a retirement complex for 28 years while giving pastoral and chapel services. Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun, a colorfully illustrated guide that takes you on a thrilling biblical journey, a work of nonfiction that recollects a series of church services by Reverend Phil West. And author Doreen Rose back with us on This Week in America, along with Reverend Phil West from Australia via Skype on This Week in America. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rick.
It is a pleasure to have both of you here. I say good morning because I think it's good morning there. It's afternoon here, so it's tomorrow there. We won't go into the time difference here, but it's always interesting working with somebody in Australia. Reverend, it's a pleasure to have you for the first time on the program. And Doreen, a pleasure to see you again. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Rick.
And lovely to be with you, Rick. Thank you.
Doreen, you've done it again. This book is really touching people all across the world. Excellent reviews. Talk about how you chose this title, how you decided this was going to be your next book.
Well, I just felt that it needed a far wider audience than a church congregation. So Phil said, well, you have a go at writing it. So I did.
The first one was terrible. Well, you know, it's interesting.
So we put it aside and Phil never thought about it again. And I spent the next 2 years redoing it and making it much shorter. And then I put it aside and I was busy and I forgot about it. And I found it last November.
I mean, that's an amazing story. In fact, you say it's almost a miracle that this happened. It's almost like it was destiny, Reverend, wasn't it, that the book is there. You think there's going to be a book. There isn't a book. Suddenly there is a book. Now it's published, and it's really impacting people's lives. This has to be a great experience for you coming out of your sermons, what, back in 1997, I believe.
Yes, Rick, it was a series of messages that we did at the Highfields Baptist Church over 8 to 9 months. It was very well received. The congregation grew number-wise. They grew in faith and knowledge. And from those messages, Doreen's put it on paper. But yes, absolutely miraculous.
Doreen, what was it about when the Reverend started talking about this topic, it became the topic of sermons for like a nine-month series. What was it that caught your attention? Because this really resonated with you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. But then I always take notes from the preacher, whoever it is, because I just like to learn, and sometimes I can go back and look at what I've written. And then I just got excited about this series because it was so good.
Reverend, when you started this series, did you have any idea the impact this topic and this series, this nine-month series, would have on the people in attendance?
Well, the answer to that is yes and no. Rick, I know that sounds silly. I say no because you never just know when you start a series how it will be received, etc. But having said that, I have, in a previous church, did another series, not the same, but on on the second coming of the Lord Jesus and the end times, as we like to call it. And it was very, very well received. So, yeah, the answer is yes and no.
It's interesting how things developed into this book. The book is available worldwide. The book is Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun by Doreen Rose, our guest on the program. The book is available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a whole lot more in various formats. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will get the information on that there. Doreen, I want to talk once again about your background, your qualifications in writing, because you've taken up in recent years talking about biblical topics. Talk about your interest and background in that.
Well, I've been a Christian since I was 12, Rick, because I decided at 12 that there was no way I was going to hell. And the minister at the yes. time had been talking about it, so that was the decision I made. And I just love to learn. And this topic, because it's relevant and everybody needs to know, I just decided it was worth doing. And it's simple, but that's how it happened.
It is simple in thought, but boy, there was a lot of work. And again, as we mentioned, years that went into this. Reverend, talk about taking this and turning it into this book. And you were there side by side working and working with Doreen and sort of fine-tuning this. Talk about that process. The book, all the reviews, it's user-friendly, flawlessly organized. It's really something that's not going to overcome you as you sit down and it's like, I don't know where this is going. I'm not quite sure what the message is. It's there. It's very obvious. It's relevant today. What was this like for you to be able to take this message, Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun, and get it into a book form that people will be able to read and respond to?
Well, Rick, it was a very long process and at times an arduous process, but the end result is most pleasing. Our aim in putting the book together was probably on three levels. The first level is Doreen particularly, and I support this and agree with this. We believe it's a message that's needed and people want to hear. The second level is that very often these things are confusing. There's a lot of different thoughts, so we wanted to lay it out in a systematic and a thoughtful manner. And the third level was to give some background, and as you see in the first part of the book, each book of the Bible has just a page of what it's about, who wrote it, who it was written to. So it's not just a book on these messages. It becomes a handbook which takes people with all the references back into the Bible. It's a real study book as well as a good read.
The book is Heaven to Gain, Hell to Shun by Doreen Rose, our guest on the program, based on a series of sermons by Reverend Philip West, also our guest on the program, coming to us via Skype from Australia. You'll find the book at pageturner.us, a lot of other places, Amazon. I'll go through that list again. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of the information. Doreen, I know a lot of reviewers said this was really a compelling mixture of biblical study along with some of your personal testimonials. Talk about that, because through you sort of opened the door to this message.
I think that people can relate to someone if you're talking about ordinary things, and that's yes. what I felt was necessary. For people who don't know anything about the Bible or any biblical history, that it had to be very, very simple. And that's how I did it.
If I could say, Rick, I think yes. one of Doreen's skills is that she can take the message. I'm not a writer. I'm a preacher. I'm a speaker. And Doreen, through bringing in her own personal experiences and testimonials, has taken the thoughts and made them relevant, readable, and enjoyable.
That is so well said, because you read the reviews and that's exactly what people are saying. And because of that, they're taking this message to heart. They're really grabbing hold of the message, the intent of the
yes.
book, Heaven to Gain, Hell to Shun, Doreen Rose, the author, based on sermons by our other guest, Reverend Phil West. Talk a little bit about the topic and the relevancy today, and some people would say, oh, this may be a little bit alarmist. Talk about presenting this message and the importance of presenting this message and having our attention so we pay attention to it.
Yes, thanks, Rick. I think this is the main key. The Bible, we believe, is the Word of God. And in that, He has, the Lord God, the Creator of all, has laid out for us His plan, how it went wrong with sin. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross. And the message is that through faith in Him, we can be saved. Now, that's the gospel message in the Christian doctrine. Now, this book particularly deals with the end times, and it deals with judgment, hence the title. There is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun. And so we believe, both Doreen and I, and many, many, many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people across the world, that the Bible speaks of the time when judgment will come. And we need to get this message out. Now, it's interesting you talk about being alarmist. We believe that our role as a command of God to give the warning. So I ask you the question, Rick, if you come up to a railway crossing and you see flashing lights that give you the warning that a train's coming, do you call the person who put those lights there an alarmist?
No, I pump the brakes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So we are saying in this set of sermons, which Doreen has turned into this very readable book, we're saying that there's flashing lights, there's a warning, and we're simply putting that warning out there for any who might want to read. The references are there in the scripture, so it's not our thinking. We're going back to the Holy Bible for people to read, and hopefully this book will help people understand.
Well, it certainly is, and the book, if you're just joining us, is Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun by Doreen Rose, book available at pageturner.us, Amazon, the usual places. I will go through that list of bookstores again, but basically worldwide, wherever books are sold. And that, I think, is an important point. Doreen, when I'm reading reviews, there are a number of people who've read and been impacted by the book who don't consider themselves wouldn't put them in the overly religious category, yet they're able to understand your message. Was that part of the goal as you wrote this? You don't have to be someone that's been going to church for 40 years to make an impact on their lives, and you're nodding your head. I'm sure that was part of your thought process as you were writing this book. This is designed pretty much for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Because especially if people get it during the tribulation period, then they're not going to have anyone to explain the Bible, if they can find one, for them. So that's why this is so simple, that anyone can understand it.
And if I could just jump in there, Rick, I think this has been Doreen's skill or gift, to be able to take a detailed series, an in-depth series of messages, and yet present them in written form in a very readable, sometimes entertaining, but also a very challenging way.
One of the reviews says, yeah, but Doreen, go ahead, make that point, please.
Yeah, people might wonder why on earth I use colour in type. Well, I personally love colour in anything, and I just thought it would catch their attention because I've never seen any other book done in colour.
Well, I like that point, and it's so pleasing to read the content. The layout is pleasing to read. You've got color, as you mentioned. You've got bullet points. You've really made this easy. Some people would say this is a good religious education for everybody. When I hear the word education, sometimes your eyes glaze over, like, oh, I don't want somebody that's going to try to teach to me for the couple hours I'm reading this. You really don't, do you? You sort of like, let's sit down and have a conversation here.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Yes.
Yes. I think that's the real upside of this book. It's conversational. It's not a book you sit down and read cover to cover, you know, on a Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
This is a book you come back to with a cup of coffee. You come to it thoughtfully. It's challenging. It's confronting. But it's very readable, and it's very understandable.
Doreen, when you first heard the topic, having to gain, held to shun, give me your thoughts at that point, because this literally, when you started and went to the first day that Reverend Fell was presenting this, this changed your life. This gave you sort of a mission. It took a while, and you got the book written. What was it like when you heard this message? Because this one really, again, stuck out to you, didn't it?
Was this question to me?
Yes.
Well, I've always been interested in heaven.
Yes.
And equally, I want to avoid hell. So just because I enjoyed the topics, the title made sense to me.
And Reverend Phil, when you heard this idea, the words heaven to gain, hell to shun, got to thinking about it, turned it into this series. Give me your thought process there. This obviously resonated with you as well. I don't know if did you plan on 9 months when this started, or did it just sort of take on a life of its own?
Well, yes, it took on a life of its own. Rick, it really did. Can I give you some background to the title?
Please.
There was a preacher of old, and I cannot track him down, but in a previous church that I was at, the Dolby Baptist Church for a decade, one of the old fellows there used to talk about this old English preacher, and he had this as a theme. And the theme was, he was a revivalist preacher, there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. What are you going to do about it? And this chap in my previous church many years ago often quoted this, and it was just a thought, if that's the right word, or a theme that I couldn't get out of my mind. And that stimulated me to start this series. But when I started to lay it down and to set it out and to think through it, it really took on a life of its own, and I delved into subjects along the way that were explanatory of the subject. So, yes, Rick, it grew and it grew, and it became a real Bible study.
It's interesting, 7 words, and all of a sudden, you know, it's got your attention, Doreen, everybody who's there in the church, now people who are reading the book. And when you ask the question, when that's presented, suddenly it has your attention, doesn't it? I mean, you're paying attention, and you capture ours. I got a couple minutes left in the program. Reverend, I'm thinking this book is really relevant right now, given the times we're living in. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. Yes, I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I think this is the miraculous part of it. It was lost for years on Doreen's computer, on a disk, on a USB stick, whatever, and all of a sudden it surfaced, I think miraculously.
Yes.
God's hand is on that. Mm-hmm. But yes, Rick, the time is right. People need to sit up and take note.
Doreen, as I mentioned, has been on a program before talking about a book, which is still available. Come with us. This book, Heaven to Gain, Hell to Shun. What are you working on now? I'm sure you've got ideas. You've got a disc stored somewhere that has another book on. What are you working on now?
I'm working on a series called Bible Gems, and I'm taking a topic and just using scripture to illustrate that topic.
Ah, now how are you coming with that? I'd love to have you back and talk about that. Are you getting close to having that finalized?
Well, I was until I decided to move house.
Oh, okay. That'll do it.
I'm taking a little bit more time. I've got them ready and just to finish. It still will take me probably a couple of months to get them typed up, and they're illustrated as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to having a chance to talk about that. And Doreen, I mentioned that Page Turner is one of the locations. In fact, I'll mention that again and then ask about what the experience has been like working with Page Turner. The book is available at all the Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's bookstore, pageturner.us, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, a whole lot more, and all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doreen, what has this been like working with Page Turner to get the book out there? It's one thing to write the message. It's another to get it out where it's really touching lives. What's it been like working with them?
It's been absolutely wonderful, Rick. I couldn't believe it because other publishers have approached me and they were not very satisfactory. But for whatever reason, and I believe the Lord has been behind this, we just clicked, and they apparently and very patiently enjoy and use, rewrite sometimes, redo, because the tapes have been messed up through the post. So they've had a terrible job getting this book, these books, ready for publication. But their interest is genuine, and they've been very helpful with their suggestions. And I've just enjoyed working with them.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Doreen, to have you on the program. Again, the other book that we've talked about, Come With Us, is still available. This book, obviously available at all the locations I talked about, Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun. And Reverend Phil, thank you so much for being with us on the program. The inspiration for this series, Reverend Phil West, joining us along with Doreen. By the way, the video of this is on YouTube. You go to our website, click on videos, or just go to YouTube and Google it. We'll be there. The video version of this program via Skype from Australia. Reverend, thank you for joining us on the program. Enjoyed having a chance to meet you and having you on the program. Thank you for getting up early in the morning in Australia to join it and be awake and join us for the program. Excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you. Rick. It's been a real privilege. Thank you.
Thank you. Doreen, thank you. Hopefully we'll talk soon. I love the idea for the new book and looking forward to having a chance to talk about that. Once again, the book we're talking about, Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun by Doreen Rose, inspired by a series of sermons by Reverend Phil West. All of the information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.